It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Join us for the final battle. So we'll start with some soccer. So you might not know too much about soccer. This, but we will start with Bastian Schweinsteiger. So he has been a mainstay on the German national team. He's been on Man U since 2015. And before that, he was on Bayern Munich. And now he's going to the Chicago Fire. So how about Schweinsteiger in the U.S.? You guys buy that?
Oh, man, that's going to be nuts. Like, MLS is still doing this thing of old European guys.
Yeah, let's bring them over.
Coming over and playing in MLS for a couple, like, spending their retirement on outrageously huge contracts that are basically just like, let's ignore the salary cap for a second and sign this international superstar.
We talk about entertainment versus sports, and that's a tad on the entertainment side there. Yeah.
Honestly, I think this is, might be generate a little bit of more, at least of my interest, because it just, Germany is one of my favorite international teams to play, to watch play. And this is one of their all-time greats, so it's gonna be entertaining for sure.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a good veteran presence too. Just giving people advice. Yeah.
So we'll see what he's able to do. All right, Lonzo Ball declares for the NBA draft. Alpha, I'm sure.
Surprise!
Where do you have Lonzo Ball and what he's done? We've talked so many times about the one and dones here. Do you think he'll ever be getting that shoe deal?
To be honest.
You're
talking to the wrong guy about this right now.
Oh, really?
You're talking to the wrong guy about this. Right now, my mind has only been on NFL draft.
We asked you about it. Lonzo Ball, guys.
Lonzo Ball.
He's going to be like a lottery pick. Everyone knows it. He'll probably be top five, maybe top 10. I kind of don't want the Sixers to take him.
Do you think his dad talking, and we talked about this as little as possible, helps him or hurts him in the long run?
I think it hurts.
Hurts, hopefully.
Because I don't want him coming to the Sixers.
I think
because he brings the circus with him, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, they're all about, like, they got their own brand and stuff already. You see him wear the hats and the shirts on and stuff like that.
So dumb.
No, I know exactly who you guys are talking about.
He's definitely marketable, but if you watched the end of that game the other night, he just looked completely checked out. Where he was just like, I'm ready to just go for the draft.
He had Ben Simmons syndrome.
He
couldn't even make it across the court.
It's one
for
of the countless reasons I don't like the one and done, is because you just do that. You say, okay, I'll take my money now, and you just leave.
You major in underwater basket weaving.
Yeah, exactly. That too.
For a semester.
College is a breeze. So there's that. But Lonzo Ball, we'll see plenty of him. All right, how about this? I don't have his music on tap, but Kane, wrestler, is running for mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. This is not the first time that we've seen WWE in politics. We have Jesse Ventura.
That man is insane.
He was like the governor of Minnesota, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was governor. I think it was Minnesota.
And then you have Jerry Lawler, I believe, ran for something as well. So how about Kane? Do you buy business? Is he going to be Demon Kane or Professional Kane, though, Matt?
I mean, if as long as every press conference he has a little podium next to him with his mask in it. Inside a glass box. I want that sitting next to him at every press conference.
And flame effects.
Just to remind people, he just does like one little and flame comes out.
And a coffin with the Undertaker popping out.
Yeah.
There you go.
If his campaign is as good as his sit-down dropkick, then we'll have to see.
Well, it looks like his time in WWE might be coming to an end, but that's okay because he's like 45, so that's okay.
He's even older to hang him up. I think he's even older than The Undertaker at this point.
No, he's not older than The Undertaker.
Really?
No, Undertaker's pushing 53 right now.
Oh my gosh.
Not older than The Undertaker. All right. Alpha, you have to go look up that video of Sidney Crosby chopping a guy's finger off, but you also have to look up a video of this. This week marks the 16-year anniversary of Randy Johnson throwing a pitch. I just actually saw this for literally the first time today. He hit a bird. Randy Johnson threw a pitch and made a bird explode.
It is one of...
We don't do too many videos on this show because obviously we're radio, but Go watch this video, Randy Johnson hitting a bird.
The bird just explodes.
If you're for animal advocates and animal rights,
yeah, don't
do
watch,
not
this video.
Watch this video.
I mean, it wasn't intentional. Randy Johnson didn't like
however,
target a bird.
It is the greatest sports blooper of all time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's really up there. Yeah, go watch that video.
That was 16 years ago yesterday.
All right.
Drop that
looks
bird.
Like it like somebody exploded through a piñata.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it
it's unbelievable. All right, moving on from the bird here is... We finish up the show. I do want to end with this, and we'll see what you think about this. Charles Barkley. So you talk about people saying things and getting away with it, getting away with things. Sidney Crosby. How about Charles Barkley? Charles Barkley this week was on the Dan Patrick Show in Milford, Connecticut, where I
Thug
live.
Life music.
This Milford, was actually in the New York studio, but...
Oh, really?
It was in the New York studio.
Oh, okay. Well, it's still where I live. All right, Charles Barkley is on Dan Patrick. He says... I don't know why this came up. I don't know how this came up, but he said, "quote If I were dying, or if he were dying, he'd kill Skip Bayless on a TV show." Here's back and forth between Barkley and Patrick. He said, "If I get a disease and I'm going to die, how about you get Skip Bayless in here and I'll kill him on live national television?" Patrick says, "I like it, like pay-per-view." And Barkley says, "No, no, no, just get him in here only when I know I'm going to die, because I just want to get Skip Bayless in a room with one time and beat him like a dog." And Patrick said, "So you'd kill him?" And Barkley said, "Yes, only if I knew I was going to die, not if I'm going to live because I don't want to go to prison." Unquote.
Valid point.
What becomes of this? How is this like...
What did Skip do to him?
What did
Skip do to him?
Well, Skip pains all of us if you follow him on Twitter, but
yeah,
you know, I guess you don't really have to do that.
Skip has to do that.
Or if you follow Spock Sports, they just constantly retweet Skip Bayless.
There are three people in this world who make money, lots of money, off of A, being wrong, and B, sounding really stupid.
Charles Barkley.
Two of them are in this article. The other one is probably Stephen A. Smith. And there's probably even more.
And then there's Max Kellerman because he replaced Stephen.
He's
actually
awful.
Yeah, so, but he's not, he's kind of like a B-lister at this point.
He's not up there yet, yeah.
He's kind of like, you know, dollar store Skip Bayless. He'll get there. So,
in the words of CinemaSins, discount Skip Bayless, ding.
But yeah, I don't know how Charles Barkley still has a job, but whatever. You watch him, and it's a good thing he knows things about basketball.
Him and
but,
Shaq, that's why he still has a job.
Yeah,
him playing off of
one.
Shaq,
there's
that's why he still
one.
Has a job.
We haven't even gotten to
that.
Oh, no,
I'm still paying to see him play LeVar Ball one-on-one. I'm still paying for that pay-per-view if that happens.
I think that's probably going to happen at this point.